Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless by speaker, author, and pastor Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book Not Hopeless at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, my message is the trial is just a trail to your triumph. Now, I know that you've been going through a lot of different obstacles in life, but remember, God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I'm coming from 1 Peter 5 and 10, and it reads, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Amen. So the things that you are going through in life, the things that you are suffering, know that is not a curse, my friend. It's just a journey that you are going through to increase your faith. See, God says that he will already establish you. He has already established you before the foundations of the world. The trial is just getting you to lean in God's unchanging hand even more. Amen. The trial is just a trail to your triumph. Know that you have victory already before the trial even comes. As we go through life each and every day, each and every year, we're going to have a trial. But know that we are victorious. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, "But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So you see, as we're going through our trials and tribulations, we already have the victory through Jesus Christ. Do you believe? So smile about it as you're walking that trail of trials. The trial is just a trail to your triumph. Now, James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Consider it all joy." Consider it all joy, my friends. My brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Amen. Put your smile on your face as you're going through those tests and trials, because they're producing endurance. So you have the endurance to run the race, to travel the trail, to get to that end goal, the triumph, and you reign victorious. Amen. Send the word. Now, Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, "And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope." Amen to that also. See, as we go through our trials and tribulations, it brings forth that endurance, that perseverance, and it proves who we are. What are the issues in our heart? It gives us character. What is our character like? That's why we go through things. And as I wrap this up, let's look at Acts 14 and 22. It says, "Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God." Folks, that's what it's all about. We're going through trials and tribulations, not because it's a curse, but at the end of it all, as long as we keep on pressing towards the mark, we're going through those tribulations for the reward in the kingdom of God. Amen. The trial is just a trail to your triumph. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. You have a great and blessed day. Be blessed. Amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.